Okay, let's take a poll. How weird does it feel to be called someone's fiance, right? The first time you hear it, you do like a double take. Your heart kind of flutters, and before you know it, you go from, let's just enjoy this moment, to we're planning a fall wedding. That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place and have fun along the way. From free planning tools like a budget tracker, super necessary, and website, to a venue and vendor discovery tool that matches you with your dream team, everything on Zola is designed to make your wedding journey as easy as possible. And with invites that can be completely customized and a wedding registry packed with gifts you actually want. Zola takes you from save our date to thanks so much without breaking a sweat. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Happy wedding.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Kennedy took a bucket list trip over the holidays, and it was all about wanting to hang with the elephants.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is something you've been talked about with us for years and years and years.
Yes, I'm a big fan of the elephant.
What is it about them?
I don't know. They're just beautiful, majestic, and you wouldn't believe it. As big as they are, they're quiet, mm-hmm. they're graceful, and I just...
I think they're a lot like humans, too, in their family dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they mate, they stay together a long time. They travel together. There was a, I don't know if there was, you saw the documentary where a pack of elephants got lost and had to figure their way back to where they were normally herding from and to. It was a pretty incredible story. So when you get to this place, first and foremost, is it intimidating? Is it scary?
Okay. Let me start from the beginning. So the place I went is called Elephant Rescue Park. It's in Chiang Mai. And Chiang Mai, elephants are a very big thing there. Their big temple is called Doi Sutep, and it was built on this mountain because the elephant was carrying the jetty, which is the top of the temple, up the mountain. And where he stopped was where they built the temple. They're very revered there. However, they are still used for things like riding tours. You see them all over town, people riding on their backs. They're used in logging, of course, circuses and things. And so this particular park, Elephant Rescue Park, owns all of their own elephants. Apparently, renting is a big thing there. People rent their elephants. They don't own them. And they are being rescued from these places. They're taken from the logging industry. They're taken from tourism industry. Mm-hmm. They're taken from circuses.
Right.
So they are not wild animals. They are domesticated animals. So a lot of people were asking me, because one of the elephants in my my reel had a chain, the mom, they had a baby there. And our guide gave us a big half-hour thing before we started, and he was very honest and very forthright and very much, don't come for me about the chains. He's like, do you put your dog on a leash? Why? Well, so it doesn't run away. Same thing with these elephants.
Sure.
You know, they need to stay where they are. So the mom was being chained, in a pen, because the baby had just been born, and she was a really young mother, too young really, and so they had to make the two nurse and make the two do stuff, and didn't want the mom to walk away. So in any event, yes, at nighttime they are placed in places so they don't run away.
Right.
But they are cared for in a manner in which you couldn't believe, because not only do they rescue the elephants, they rescue the people too. So the people who, they each have one person who's with them all the time. All the time. They live there all the time. And they're from hill tribes who have elephants just walking around, and they use them for things.
Right.
And they were in war-torn Myanmar, and they brought those people to help too. So not only they rescue animals, they rescued humans for that matter. So anyway.
Jody, let me get Jody real quick from Hyannis. She has a question for you, Kennedy. Oh. What's your question?
Good morning. So, you know, you see these reels online with these beautiful creatures. They're huge, massive creatures with their trainers, and all of a sudden they just kind of go berserk and trample the trainer. And I'm just curious, obviously you said that they come from sometimes not great situations. Did you have to sign like a trample waiver?
I don't remember signing anything, but I had this all handled by a travel agency, and I signed a bunch of things with them, so I'm going to assume yes. But I also would say that we're all mammals.
Right.
And every once in a while stuff happens. But these elephants are, again, they've been domesticated for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And they were domestic, and the way that they made them come to bear when they were in these other industries was not fun.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they've given a place where they can walk and they can be. So basically you follow the elephants on their day. The day is not around us. The day isn't stop the elephant so I can take a picture. The day is the elephants are doing this and you're allowed to come with.
What did you get to do with the elephants?
They first come out and they have them all like lined up in a sort of corral. And this is where you get to meet them and you get to feed them bananas. So they teach you how to peel it, a banana.
Right.
Yeah.
Do they peel from the bottom?
He said you're all minions today.
Do they eat the whole banana with the peel?
Yeah. So they're smaller bananas. They grow on trees everywhere there. But so you got to hold out the banana and they took their trunk and wrapped it around your hand and then took it away. And the first moment that you felt like the underside of the trunk, like I just didn't know what I was expecting it to feel like, but it was so soft and amazing. And you look at them and you can see that they're looking at you and it's like a dog with a treat. You're like, thank you. I appreciate you. And then one of the elephants was from a circus and circus elephants gonna circus. So he would every once in a while just like raise his trunk or raise one of his
legs.
Yeah, he would totally pose because circus elephants gonna circus. And then after they got all their treats, then we went for a walk. So they walk them up the mountain so they can get exercise, and that said that they can take a bath. They do this every day. So they go, we walk with them. They walk on their own. They walk up against trees and scratch their butts, which is hilarious.
I've done that.
They take dirt and they throw it on their backs to get the bugs off and things like this.
Right.
And then it goes to the place where they first take their bath, but we don't go in that one because they also use it as their bathroom. As our guide said, there's poo-poo in there. And
that was one of the questions I was going to ask.
Elephant poo-poo is
so
no joke.
That's that one. And then we go to a different pool that's cleaner,
right.
And that's where we all get to get in, and they give you a brush and they give you a bowl, and you get to just scrub the elephants and give them a nice bath and get them all cleaned off.
Do you have to like be cognizant of your feet, I imagine.
Yeah, so they,
you're in the water.
They say look out for
your toes.
You're in there with them. They're not in there with you.
Right.
This is their space, not yours. This is not Wild Kingdom at Busch Gardens or whatever, right?
Right.
So there was at one point, my foot was there and I felt a foot coming. So I moved, but it was amazing to be then there with them, like you're soaking wet. And then at the end they were like, okay, if everybody could come over here for a picture, and they lied, and the circus elephant, they're like splash and just splashed, and I was the only one listening, so I went to where I was supposed to go just covered in water,
just got soaked.
And then we got to just stand with them, hug them, kiss them, bond with them. There's one we got to stand underneath, which is considered very good luck. Because for an elephant to allow you to do so is trusting. And I walked away from there in such a space just to have been able to do this and to be around those people who clearly care so much, because I feel like here in America we're like, no, don't do this, don't do that.
We're suspect. Like, well, yeah, we don't allow elephants in circuses anymore. We're very suspect, I think.
Right, but also we don't know what it's like to raise an elephant and to take care of an elephant.
Right.
And I feel like you got to kind of open your mind a little bit and make some understanding. But if you are ever going to go and have the opportunity, I would recommend this place more than any other one.
What was it called again?
It's called Elephant Rescue Park.
And how much of your money did you give to them after you left? Did you donate
I'm about
more?
To make a massive donation, yeah. I feel like I might be able to buy an elephant. I'm not even kidding.
I know this is a bucket list, like item for life for you. Was it everything you wanted it to be?
It was so good, and it was wild because, you know, you're in a group with a bunch of other people, but our group was quite small, which is why we got to see the baby, because our group was quite small, and we didn't know there was a baby. Like, and me and this woman next to me just started crying, and she was with her family, and her daughter came up to me, and she goes, you don't understand. This was my mom's thing her whole life. And I'm like, same. So she and I just kind of sat there arm in arm crying for the whole thing.
I had Parker on the line. I lost him from Woburn. We've met Parker. He brought his toys.
Hi, Parker.
Wanted to know about their names. Do any of the elephants have names?
They do. Hang on. I got to look.
Are they Thai names? They're probably not named Jeff.
They're
Snoopy.
They're all Thai names.
This is my elephant, Gary.
Namchok, Shabu, Mainoi, Moji, Boonma, Shaba, Mofo, which is different there than here.
Mufi, that's my favorite one.
Kamsoy, Sawi, and Jiab. And they were all just, they all had their own personalities.
Mm.
They were all
awesome.
They let you be a part of them. Like, I would not let strangers touch me like that ever in my life, but they did.
All right. Will you post some video, too, on the Mix social media so people can see some stuff?
I just got the pictures back that they took, which are great, and so I will get that all together.
All right. It's at Mix 104.1 on Facebook and Instagram.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.